Okay. A little housekeeping. Carl will be checking on his chicken in 20 minutes, maybe 19 minutes.
17. I said it for 17.
Will we be taking the viewers with us?
No. Look at the chicken? I'm on my desktop, so I can't move it.
Will the chicken be coming to us, it. Carl?
You're strong.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there we go.
Is
okay.
This the chicken?
Hello? Will the chicken be coming to us? I understand we can't necessarily move to the chicken.
The chicken won't be coming to y'all because it has to sit on the top of the stove and cool. I'm baking it. You know, it's a little bit healthier. I did season the shit out of it. But, you know.
Let's talk spices. And it's a very spicy, flagrant ones. And I mean that quite literally. We have to get into the spice blend. And paprika?
No paprika in this one.
I know.
What we did do with this was we take the, I use the drums, the chicken legs. When I'm baking the chicken, that's my favorite part. When I'm frying the chicken, my favorite part is a wing. Okay. When I'm baking the chicken, my favorite part is a leg. It cooks nicely. And so let's walk you through it. First, I take out my big old metal bowl. And I put all those pieces. I put the pieces in there.
To have pieces. That big bowl.
Yeah. And then I douse those in olive oil. Rub it all
dredge.
Around. Hands washed. And then, you know, I use my general salt, pepper, garlic, a little onion powder.
I was getting ready to bust you on not washing your hands, but you were one step ahead of me.
Yeah, I saw it falling out of your mouth.
You saw me getting ready.
I was ready.
Okay, onion powder. Okay, garlic.
SPG.
I'm with this.
SPGOTC. TC stands for Tony Chachere. I always talk about it. I throw that on there. Throw them joints into a nice little baking pan, oven set to 350. And, we gets it in. So I just checked
it. Cook it.
And we cook it for an unknown amount of time.
Gotcha.
It's been in there for 30 minutes, about 30 minutes now, and I just went and checked it when Hayes said he was ready.
Give it 17 more minutes.
You forgot an important step. In the middle of that, you cook up a little flagrant ones in between.
Yeah. Yeah, I cook
the
up a little flagrant ones
calls
in between.
Do a podcast. Spicy episode of flagrant ones in the middle of it.
I'm drinking my dinner tonight.
What you got?
Spindo.
Oh, I thought you had like a nice big protein shake or something.
I soak beans overnight in the Spindrift.
Oh, okay. You do overnight beans. Overnight beans, yeah.
It's
rolling down the street,
beans.
Sipping Spindo.
Working on my night beans.
I learned over this weekend that Sean doesn't like Spindrifts. There were Spindrifts at the party, and he's like,
not what I did.
I'm with you on that, though. I'm with you on that, Sean.
Do they have another? Is there another seltzer?
Is there a different one? Is there a different kind?
And there was. And there was a different kind, and I got the good one instead. I got Topo. Which is superior product, far superior product.
Hayes, I got to keep it funky with you. I got to keep it a buck. I got to keep it two bighorn bucks with you. Spindrift is nasty, bro.
Nasty? It tastes so normal. It's like the least offensive possible drink.
Clowns.
Give me a Croy Daddy.
It's for the
nasty.
Clowns.
Yeah. It's that
it's
little
nasty. They fucked it up.
Yeah, when they put that little juice in there. Don't put no little juice in there.
Don't put the juice in. Just make it taste like sparkling water and maybe a little bit of something fake.
Yeah,
it's just sparkling water with a tiny bit of juice.
No, too much. I want essence. Too much
not
juice.
Tiny enough. Too much juice and get it the fuck out of here.
Is there juice in this?
LaCroix tells
That's
us
you too.
They put
not
essence.
What happened.
Essence and juice are two different things. I want essence. I don't want juice.
Just the essence, please. That's all
essence
I need.
Fest.
Just the essence.
That's where the girls went.
And Topo Chico, what do they say? A twist of lime, right?
Mm-hmm.
A twist. Somebody literally is pulling that water out of the minerals and going, sack. That's the sound of
a chubby twist cracker. Of grapefruit. And even that's a little too much for me. I'd rather have the plain one. I'll put my own lime in, thanks. If I need juice, I'll add the juice. Don't worry your pretty little head about it, Spindrift. Just sparkle the water. And if I want juice, I'm extremely capable of getting my own juice to add. Thank you very much.
I add Mio to it.
Mio.
Yeah, perfect.
I one get whole plain. Mio, please.
I get pure
bartender
LaCroix.
And just I give me the Mio bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to squeeze it directly into my Mizalf.
Bartender, one huge tube of liquid IV and a very tall vial of Mio.
Make it a double.
I like the bartender. She be serving Mio.
I just got back from Angel Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see Ohtani yak one. Carl, I meant to ask you this the other day. You were talking about baseball. What, because you play still.
Mm-hmm.
What is your stance? Describe it.
Okay. So basically what I do is I get on the mound and I plant my 2 feet.
That's not allowed.
Yeah. I get on the mound.
That's a unique
stance. The pitcher is going to be very upset about this. Yeah. Or in his space.
I walk out to him first. And I go and I look at him and I say, where nobody else can hear what I'm saying, but they can all see that I say something to him. And I go, you know you done fucked up, right? And then I walk on down to the batter's box. And I get in, I plant my 2 feet, I pull up, and I swing the bat around a little bit. And I kind of hold it up like a little, I give it a little Ken Griffey, but my legs are a little bit more spread than Ken Griffey's because I need a little bit more power coming from the base. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess we could ask me too, since as we all learned when I was leaving the live stream, I was on my way to the batting cages with a whole group of comedy professionals, and I fucking shelled their ass, and I won the batting competition. We were at one of these places that has a little video screen that keeps score. I socked two monster dingers. First of all, I went in, everyone had played around before I got there. Oh, so they had gotten used to the speed. I walked in, and I whiffed my first 3 pitches. You get 10 pitches. And I just blew it. I didn't have the timing of the machine. Never been there before. Didn't know how to do it. So that's I'm starting 3 down. Next 2, foul.
Oh my
Called
God.
It foul. But don't think I agreed with the call. Oh, some of them chopped straight down. I said, that's a fucking grounder. They said, this is foul. I said, okay. Fucking double bonus, talking about 400 plus points just on these 2 swings. And people who had been in there before me, and they're talking about how good, oh, yeah, he's actually really athletic about these other guys in there. And I'm going, hey, I never played baseball. I put those bitches to bed. And they had to go night-night. And then I just left after I was done winning.
You left.
And when they sent me the price for the share of having rented the space for a couple hours, I said, just to confirm, this is the price for the winner of the batting competition as well? Because I wanted to know. I snuck a little pick. I mean, people weren't taking picks of the score. I guess why would anyone else? I was the only one who had the winning one. But yeah, I think if I had gotten another chance in the cage, it would have been basically over for all of these hoes for a long, long time. I'm happy they can still go back and have fun. I stand really weird. I got the one left leg way out in front. Then I'm like cocked all the way back, very diagonal. And yeah, I've kind of got it. I got it up like a club up here. I'm kind of just like, there's a lot of sort of me swinging it with my wrist. But I rotate that trunk around. And when I tell you I hurt my back, man, did I hurt my fucking back doing this
swinging too hard
day.
Yeah, that sucks.
Swung too hard. And it wasn't even on the dingers. I said, "Oh, I just have to make contact. I don't need to put the entire torso into this thing necessarily." But Carl, we should go back there. It's in K-Town. It'll be fun.
I'm definitely down anytime. Okay. They don't let you. You don't wear helmets at this point.
I guess I'll just do something else that night.
Oh, okay. Since you're busy, Andy, you want to come with us?
Maybe. Oh,
Andy, actually, it'd be great because it is a little pricey too to rent the place. So it would be great if you could get in there. So
I understand that many of the creator showrunners of Hacks were there doing research, I guess, because Deborah Vance, played by Jean Smart in next season, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but she is going to be competing in the Home Run Derby at All-Star Weekend.
Well, and they all were closely involved with Broad City, which some of those people have become now executive producers on the A League of Their Own series that's upcoming. Uh-huh. So it's extremely incestuous. The whole community has become obsessed with baseball. And they were, of course, as you pointed out, Hayes, taking some hacks.
I did point that out.
At the ball.
I don't reuse my shit, but I did say that over text, and I thought it up really fast.
I do refuse to acknowledge her as the woman from Hacks. I only acknowledge her as the woman from Designing Women.
Mm-hmm.
Miss me with that Hacks shit. I'm just kidding.
Doesn't want to talk about Hacks. Only wants to talk about Designing Women.
I should watch
Hacks. Talk about these Designing Women.
Talk about these nuts. I should watch Hacks. I like Hannah Einbender quite a bit.
Yeah. It's good. Good show.
And Buddy Paul is in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to watch a show that people I know are getting praised for that I have no involvement with. Doesn't make me feel good. My sick, disgusting mental disease makes it hard for me to enjoy it. But I will say, you know, I turned on the Hacks. Nice little show.
Nice.
I liked it.
So, you know, Hayes, you were at the Angel Stadium. Yeah. You got to see a dinger. Was anything else of note happen to you at the baseball game today?
I got the pretzels were closed. I got garlic fries. The garlic fries at Angel Stadium are better than the Dodgers ones. Sorry.
Are they better than the Mariners ones?
I never had the Mariners fries. What's the cut of those though?
They're thicker. UConn cut. UConn.
These are waffle fries at Angel Stadium.
Okay.
They put a lot, big globs of the garlic and like cilantro blend. So, and I can use the waffle fries basically like a spoon to scoop that up. Comes with blue cheese dip. I also got Dippin' Dots, which.
Oh, wow. Ice cream of the future.
Yeah. They only had cookies and cream and the rainbow ice.
But
cookies
I like that cream. One. I like cookies and cream.
That's one of my favorites too. Yeah. I used to like banana split the most, but I can't find that anywhere anymore. But they didn't have it, and they used to have it in a souvenir helmet. Now they don't anymore.
Ice cream of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm now reminded, Carl, you did mention that they don't wear helmets at this batting cage I went to. That's not true.
Really?
The big sign on the door says, you know, rule number one, you must wear a helmet inside the cage. They do not provide a helmet in any way, and they do not stop you from entering without a helmet.
Okay.
So we did all play without one, but it was extremely dangerous.
You know, one thing that really bothers me about that place is the spelling of its name.
The Sport Zone?
Strike Zone.
Strike Zone?
But they call it Strike Zone.
STRIKEZON. Strike Zone.
And they go, hey, welcome to Strike Zone. Welcome to Strike Zone. And I say, no. That's not what this place is called. I must be in the wrong place. I'm looking for Strike Zone, and this is Strike Zone. And the place I want to go to has helmets.
Well, how do you think that happened, that Strike Zone?
They ran out of time. Like, the person was like, people want to hit balls. People want to hit dingers,
but
we gotta open up.
The E hasn't arrived yet.
Who cares? Amazon is being slow right now. Fuck the E. Fuck the E. We'll do it live. We'll say Strike Zone, even though it says Strike Zone.
They just pretend everything is like they talk about hitting home runs. Hey, nice home run.
The
Strick one.
NBA finals have started.
Strick on.
Strick on.
Yeah, we want to talk about the NBA finals. Speaking of Hacks and the Warner Media family of brands, we will be exploring some of that content as well. What do we want to do first? We want to talk about game one?
Yup. Game one, I guess was fun. I'm happy that Giannis was in and he actually looked good.
He looked good. He they weren't
made a three.
They weren't using him as much as they might in that situation normally.
Yeah, he was impactful, though. Drew Holiday looked lost for some reason after he had played so well through most of the playoffs. That wasn't good. The Suns, I guess, just still look kind of like the heavy favorite. So. Yeah.
It felt like every time Milwaukee drove to the basket, they got ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Every single time. Like, do you guys have honey on your hands? Or should you add some honey to your hands to make it sticky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
this is ridiculous.
Help at this point.
Yeah.
Every time they drove to the basket, they got
it. Might just be that they have just a little honey on, that they don't have enough. If you just had a tiny bit on there, it might make it slippery.
It makes it worse. It's honey's one of those weird things where a little bit makes it slippery and you can't really feel your hands.
Yeah.
A lot will stick that basketball to you.
I definitely, you know, Chris Paul played out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bittersweet to watch that. Because I do, like, I'm absolutely 100% torn on him getting a ring.
It's a little bit of a, yeah, it's a frustrating thing on the one hand. He's a player I like. I like the idea of him winning a championship and having that on his resume in a vacuum. I think that's cool, especially after seeing him, like, struggle.
He has certainly earned a complete record in his career.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He has.
So that's cool. Like, that he wins one is, I think, in like the larger arc of history, I want that to be something that happens. This year, it's not as fun as it would be at other times.
Uh-oh. It's time to check the chicken.
The chicken. Carl will be checking his chicken in the other room.
I'm about to go check the chicken. Be right back. Don't get too deep in this. I got a lot of thoughts on the Phoenix Suns.
Okay. Oh, is there something else we should talk about while Carl checks his chicken?
We talked about baseball.
Yeah, we just talked about
that. We kind of did that, Andy.
We just talked about that 1 second ago. I was down in Andyheim.
Yeah, by there's Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Disneylandy. Like, Andy, say
you opened it up, huh?
Andy, please. Notice you didn't mention that Disneyland is open on the last show.
Andy, you drove down there and
cut the
with
ribbon.
A set of bolt cutters and threw the doors open. Said, everybody onto the rides.
pulled up the metal shade at Disney. It's a really loud rattle.
The plandemic is over, you said. Get the fuck in here. Only one who should be wearing a mask is that son of a bitch who plays Goofy.
Fellas, as we say in the culinary arts, the chicken is Freddy.
What do you do? Did you poke something in it?
Yeah, I just ripped it apart a little bit to make sure the insides were no longer pink.
Yeah.
The chicken is Freddy Adu. I do to you and you and you.
That's what Basher would say. That's chicken. That's chicken's Adu, mate. What? Freddy Adu. Ready. Oh.
So we were talking about Chris Paul when you left, and we did actually pause, and we actually filled the time beautifully while you were up.
Yeah, we did.
Andy had some really good stuff.
A lot of good ideas to talk about.
I already know.
So obviously, okay, cool to see Chris Paul win. On top of this season being weird, it's like you could certainly chalk a lot of the injuries up to the early start of the season. The majority of players, including LeBron and some other very vocal, important figures, did not want to start this season in December. They said it wasn't enough rest. They said we were going to be playing the playoffs with an enormous roster of injuries and asterisks because people's bodies were going to break down if they did this schedule in the way it was proposed. Chris Paul, the head of the Players Association, actually had the power to kind of greenlight this. He was one of the voices, one of the people who put his stamp of approval on it that made the season start when it did. knowing that he was joining a team of incredibly young players. And as this was pointed out on Twitter, I think by Brian Cullen, I realized like, oh yeah, that's probably a big part of the Hawks deep run as well. Not to take anything away from the Hawks, but it's like we have these two teams that are loaded with young talent where they have people like, you know, whatever. Trey Young's really young and he got hurt too, but he had a big run, and DeAndre Hunter, and he got hurt, but he was a very valuable wing for them, and a lot of their other guys who were playing, like that's a team along with the Suns who has a bunch of young kind of up till now unproven talent that people didn't predict would be able to carry them deep in the playoffs. But it seems like those young bones were a really big factor. And did Chris Paul know, or could he have assumed that? Is that part of him kind of creating this situation? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it backfired on him because then Dario Saric tore his ACL. So good luck.
So who?
So now do it without Dario Saric.
Frank Kaminsky is the next up in line to play that position, correct?
Yeah,
the Kaminsky method.
You know, it's looking like they're pretty clear favorites. It is so funny to watch the Phoenix Suns like Chris Paul lead them into Flop Fest 2021. Like
Flop Fest, the fact that it was canceled last year, I think is like this year it is going to be lit.
It's already proven to be
litty.
It's proven to be. It's had the same amount of weeks as Coachella does. Mm-hmm. Flop Fest is still going on, and it's going to be going on for, I assume, for another five games. I think they flopped their way into a championship in five games.
It's G. Gordon Lee.
Five more.
I think Milwaukee steals one for sure. But I think they win. I think it's Suns in five.
Okay.
Yeah, Suns in five. That's me. I'm the Suns in five guy.
Yeah, I'm the Suns in five guy as well. You know, they kept cutting to their crowd, to like these like three dudes in their crowd the whole game. And the camera was so crisp on them. Like it was like one of those ones that looked like a video game. Like, and it just kept going by these dudes. And one dude had, like, bleach blonde hair. And the other dudes, you know, they just looked like the douchiest fucking assholes. Like, and it was just like, I don't want these guys to win a championship. They probably haven't been to a Suns game in 15 years. Like,
here's a quick look at some Arizona wealth. And everyone can get behind this. Couldn't be a nicer group of people that we feel very happy for. Let's cheer on the fans. Yeah. You're in Phoenix.
And every time they would cut back to them, they were still saying Suns in four. Even though, like, they didn't beat us in four. Like, so why is that still a thing?
Or five.
They beat us in six.
That's going to be, like, a legacy thing of this team. Oh, this is the Suns in four team. You remember they beat...
The Suns in four.
They swept one of the series.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, they're just good. Since the bubble last year, they have been so consistently good. One thing I'm enjoying that I didn't really expect is the lack of the traditional positionality of the team. There's a pure point guard.
There's a true center that we haven't seen on like a dominant team like this in a long time in the finals.
There's a shooting guard. A real
true center who plays big minutes and is like a huge piece of the team.
Mm-hmm. There's a shooting who's a creator and can just like score, a pure scorer, basically. And then the swingmen, just like there's a three
interchangeable
guy.
Wings. There's like Jay Crowder and Saric and you know, a bunch of these.
Yes. There's, and I'm, I mean, like, oh, I cool, like this. Yeah. This is, I like seeing people perform their assigned tasks.
Yeah, that they constructed like a normal roster.
Yeah.
They actually, it is one of those, like, they zigged when everyone was zagging and just totally went, like, we're going to have a one at the one, a two at the two.
There's
like
no other
the five.
Team, certainly no other, like, really successful team like that anymore.
Yeah, I'm trying to think now, does Atlanta fit that as well? Like, Trae Young's a real. Well, I don't know who they're. Their shooting guard. I guess Huerta. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, because it's like
Capella,
a true center, yep, and
that's
and
right.
Trae Young's a real one, and
Bogdan is a true three.
Yeah.
Collins is a new school four, but he is a four.
That's right. Those two young teams. I mean, I guess that's the other thing they have in common, in addition to being, I think they were the youngest teams in the playoffs. Am I wrong?
Probably you're wrong.
I saw people talking about how the Clippers have the 25th pick this year. Is that right, Carl?
Yeah, 25th pick, and it's the last pick we control for a very long time. Mm-hmm.
And people talking about how the last time they had the 25th pick was in 2016 when they picked Bryce Johnson.
Bryce Johnson, who I truly do not remember.
I definitely don't remember ever seeing him play. And the picks right after that were like Pascal Siakam.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Brogdon was 32nd. Yeah.
What draft was that? 2015? 2016?
2016. That was the one where it was like weirdly bottom heavy. Mm-hmm. But you
can't really blame him for that because nobody knew what those guys were going to be.
Yeah. But the Suns that year had the 4th and 8th picks, and neither guy that they picked is still in the league in 2016. They picked
Dragon Bender.
Bender, yeah, and Marquise Chriss.
Mm-hmm. Forgot about Marquise Chriss.
So it was Bryce Johnson was 25th, and it was Korkmaz 26th, Siakam, DeJounte Murray was 29th, Zoo was 32nd. Brogdon was 36.
Yeah, you can't. I guess you can't blame them for not knowing exact. I think like they made a bad pick.
No, I'm sorry. The Bryce Suns had Johnson. The fourth. Yes, that was bad. The Suns had the 4th, 8th, and 13th. Their 13th pick was Georgios Papagiannis.
Oh yeah. Also, left to make pizzas. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you take Bryce Johnson in like at 25th.
I think they thought they needed size. I mean, you know, it's like Malcolm Brogdon, who ended up then being insanely the rookie of the year because it was such a fucked up class. Mm-hmm. He was really good. He was a lot like what's the name of the backup point guard on Dallas right now who was really good in the playoffs.
Jalen Brunson?
Yeah. Yeah. He was really similar, I think, to Brunson, where it was like, this guy's going to help your team. Like, he'll be... Mm-hmm. His basement is that, like, he's a solid backup point guard for you. But that wasn't what they thought they needed, obviously. So I think that some of those picks were a lot safer. But, you know, that's drafting. It is a bummer.
The draft is soon.
Yeah, I've been seeing there's a lot of people's final mock drafts going up, and
it's after the last game of the finals, isn't it? Or is it before?
I love the draft.
It is on July 29th. So yes, okay. It's after.
Your time.
Mm-hmm.
I love the draft.
Hang on,
too.
Let me see if I have anything that day. July 29th, you said, right? 29th of July. Okay, let me see.
I think we might be recording that day.
Oh, what did I say?
Oh, you know what? I'm recording a podcast that day.
Well, not this one, but I'm sure maybe another one.
The Hollywood Handbook.
It might be a good day to do the live stream.
Hey, there you go.
Great streaming.
Hey, I think I have something that day. The live stream with my buddies Carl, Hayes, and Andy, and all my listener friends as well. Here on the Flagrant Ones Patreon.
Okay. I'm starting to watch. It's the time when I'm like watching video and stuff to like get more familiar with the players. And everyone, I'm just like, oh, this guy looks great. Wow, he looks really good.
I remember that happening with Dragon Bender.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
I was like, I don't get it with this guy.
I was like, holy
and then
shit.
You were like, here are a couple of things that he does that are really cool. That like his lateral movement was really fast and he was a good passer, and like that he you were like, I think he's gonna be able to defend
2 years.
Yeah, he just never got up to the speed of the game. But
I like Scotty Barnes. I was watching Scotty Barnes tape today. Oh my god.
Bleacher Report has us taking Usman Garuba. But I can't trust
That's the US man. That's so that's he's kind of like Captain America.
Yeah.
But he goes by U.S. man.
U.S. man.
U.S. man. And he's, yes, and he's got a very patriotic uniform that he's going to wear no matter what team he gets drafted. He will be wearing a different jersey that just has some American flag stuff on it. And, yeah, he's the U.S. man. And I would be pumped to see him play here in my city where I feel a lot of pride for.
He was born March 9th, 2002.
Damn.
People were being born then?
The hottest song on the charts was What's Love by Fat Joe and the Shine.
Yes. Yes.
That don't impress
people me. People were attacking the clones.
People were beating the shit out of the fucking clones. The clones. It was disgusting what happened to the clones. The clones were getting their fucking asses kicked in. It was a really shameful chapter in our history because the clones, I don't think, deserved the level of animosity with which they were attacked.
We need to reckon with what we did with the clones.
I think it's time.
Bunk-a-bunk-bunk-bunk-gunk-gunk-gunk. That's what we should do. To
I was nice.
Just sing them that song.
It's not for us.
The song, the song I think would heal a lot of wounds. But I, you know,
here's the Garfield,
and also other just genetic material. Like if they're clones, so we could heal the wounds too with just like other cloned bodies.
Here's the Garfield from the day that Usman Garuba was born. They're at the diner. John and Garfield are at the diner.
They're almost never at the diner.
Yeah, that's pretty unique.
I love when they go there having some coffees.
Mm-hmm. And John's ordering from the waitress, and he says, "How are your ribs?" And she says, "Ticklish." And next panel, he says, John, eyes wide. He says, "I meant your beef ribs." And she says, "Don't know, hon. I've never tickled a cow." And now John is smiling. He says, "You don't know what you're missing." And Garfield points at John and says, "I'm not with this man."
I think they were flirting. I think John might have a chance.
By panel three, the swings in this one are
John fumbled the bag.
He did.
Yeah.
John fumbled the bag, and Garfield was like, "I'm not with this no coochie getting fucking loser lame ass."
Yeah.
Like, Garfield should have said, like, "Listen, this dude gets no cat, and I should know."
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Because
that's
Garfield's
a good punch up for it. We could send that to Jim Davis. I really do think Garfield was so humiliated that John was unable to secure the bag and get it wet.
The bag?
She was serving it up. Yeah, he fumbled the bag.
He fumbled the bag. She served it like the U.S. Women's Volleyball Tournament champions.
She served it like the U.S. man serves our country.
Yeah. And he fumbled it.
Andy, do we have some other content that we want to review today?
Yeah, so we can, of course, take a look. We've got, we talked about most of the news that I've got, I think.
Hey, speaking of John flirting, Hayes, do you want to find the Garfield strip where John drinks cum?
Drinks cum. Here, so here's a game.
You know this one, Carl?
No, I do not.
Oh, you got it. We got to pull this up. This is for special for our video fans. Here we go.
Is Andy pulling it up?
That's the one.
I want to guess what when it was. I'm going to say 99.
Okay.
Can everyone see this?
All right. So so then John is standing at the veterinarian's office, and Garfield is getting inspected, and he sees a mug, a cup out in front of him on the counter, and he's kind of playfully, sarcastically going, have a cup of coffee, John? Why, thanks. Don't mind if I do. Like, filling in, like, you're rude. You didn't offer me. He grabs the cup and downs it. Fucking takes it straight to the bottom. She says, congratulations, Mr. Arbuckle. You are going to give birth to a fine, healthy litter of puppies. John's face, his eyes are insane now. His mouth is, like, turned totally inside out. And Garfield's thinking, I hate puppies.
And so Jim Davis has spent basically the rest of his career denying that it's cum that John drank. He says that it's some kind of like fertility medicine.
Really? I thought maybe he was going to say, like, it is her cup of coffee, but she's pranking him. That would be, like, the
no,
more.
No, every year some journalist will call him and be like, was that cum?
Dog
That's cum? Not a journalist. That is me.
Yes.
Dog nut.
And, okay, so it is, Jim Davis says, on the farm, we used to give first calf heifers a high-protein supplement.
Yep.
To help them deliver healthier calves. The supplement was provided by our vet. I assume that there would be a similar supplement for dogs. So John is drinking a protein-enriched drink formulated for a pregnant dog. But she says he's got it.
But she says that he's impregnated himself by drinking this drink. Because if he wasn't pregnant already, it wouldn't matter. So yeah. I do think that it is cum. And I'm proud of him. For writing the cum comic strip. The comic strip. This is the Garfield comic strip that we all deserve.
It was 1990. That's amazing.
This if was you like guys, you should peak. Also look up for our listeners at home. There's a run. There's a really scary run of Garfield's. Do you know the ones I'm talking about, Hayes, where he walks into the house and it's like John's not there? And it's like a series of like Halloween strips that were done in October one year. And it kind of implies that John's been dead for a really long time and that the strip has been taking place in Garfield's head.
Oh, let me see. Andy, you must know about this.
No.
You don't know about these?
Garfield, like Halloween.
Garfield's Halloween general was legit terrifying.
Okay. This was in the 80s. I must have had the
animated special, but it's not the animated special. It was the strips.
Yeah, it was the top one.
Was it?
No, it was the link, that one. Yeah.
This? But this, I think, yes. Says the 80s animated special.
I think, yeah. I think
oh,
it's about,
okay.
The cartoon.
Oh, I do remember these. Okay. I do remember these. And he snapped on the art for these as well.
Yeah, yes. There must be a good reason why the house is empty. Yeah, these were scary.
Garfield alone.
Halloween, 1989.
Six highly unusual Garfield comic strips first appeared. Yeah. So these are pretty good and worth reading. Obviously, the basketball podcast, Garfield is orange like a basketball and has stripes like a basketball. Mm-hmm. So he is, you know, he is.
And he hates Mondays. And everybody knows Monday games suck.
Mm-hmm. Not the time to play. This is probably it. Garfield in the Abyss, scariest Garfield comic.
Yeah.
Loves lasagna, which is a great pregame meal. It fills you up, but it's not. If you don't eat too much of it, it's not too heavy.
More and more players have them. The trainer just set out like a bunch of little peanut butter jelly lasagna.
Yeah.
Squares.
The hundreds. Are they selling?
Actually, sounds so nasty. It's awesome.
This doesn't feel like my home. This is the whole strip this day. There's a chill in here this morning. What an eerie sensation. This doesn't feel like my home. And him walking through a door in the dark. That's your whole fucking Garfield strip that day.
October 23rd, 1989.
Whoa, this is...
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I definitely remember this.
I'm alone. You have no idea how alone you are, Garfield, says the fucking narrator.
Yes. He played with perspective... Shit. Teddy Garfield. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
John must be at the grocery store. And then we cut outside to the abandoned house. And it looks as if it's completely dilapidated and no one has lived there for a long time. It says for sale out front, but nobody's buying this fucking shit.
Yeah. Well, in today's market, somebody will buy it. I tell you that much.
No kidding. In today's market, out here, that'd fetch about $1 million more than I'm ever going to make. Jeez, the Louise, the houses. My home has been abandoned. No one has lived here for years. But that means I haven't lived here for years. What's that? And then he's just running and it's scary.
Big surprise.
He's realizing that he's dead. The fucking Sixth Sense ripped off these Garfield strips.
Mm-hmm.
John, Odie.
Oh, yeah. This was the really scary one.
Hello, Garfield. Have some food. So he's heard John and Odie outside.
That's where
he runs.
Something's wrong.
They hand him his dish. Begins to disappear.
John's very withholding with the food.
What's up?
That's when you know. That's Garfield should have known something was amiss because John is never like, hey, have some food.
Yeah, he never says have some food. He goes, you fat fuck. Why are you always trying to eat? So then Garfield's food, it evaporates as he's being handed, locked fast within a time when he no longer exists. Garfield grapples with his greatest fear. Mondays. Just kidding. Garfield grapples with his greatest fear, loneliness. We never knew about him. It's a great window into Garfield, who's so shitty to John and Odie and all the people he interacts with. And I really relate to Garfield in some ways because actually he's so scared of being alone. And these walls that he builds around himself through his sarcasm and his biting humor and his insults are just a security blanket because he is terrified of being completely alone.
Is the guy who did Garfield's voice the same guy who did the Motel 6, We'll Leave the Light On For You? Tom O'Day?
Oh, interesting. Hmm. Let's find out.
Not that I'm thinking about
it. I don't think so.
Like, it's not.
Somebody. The guy's name was Music. Like
it was Lorenzo Music.
Lorenzo Music.
Yeah.
Did it at one point with Garfield.
Hey, Lorenzo babe, throw on some Lorenzo Music. Alexa, play some Lorenzo Music.
Lorenzo Music voiced Garfield from 1982 until his death.
Alexa, stop.
Garfield's death.
Lorenzo Music, we all.
Google, play Lorenzo Music.
After years of taking life for granted, Garfield is shaken by a horrifying vision of the inevitable process called time. He only has one
eye. His eye is a red spiral.
Very sweaty eye.
Do you want to know what Lorenzo Music's real name is?
Oh, yeah.
Lorenzo Dancing.
His real name is Gerald Music.
Music.
He changed Lorenzo.
Yes. All right.
I thought you were going to say his last name was Zoyle.
Zoyle.
Lorenzo Zoyle.
Lorenzo movies.
Did you guys watch Lorenzo's Oil in school?
Never seen it.
Yeah, saw it. Saw that movie.
I watched it in science class.
Yeah, because it's about science research.
Yeah. Andy?
Yeah.
Did you watch Lorenzo's Oil?
No, I never seen it.
Andy was too busy in the back of class getting head.
That's right.
Andy got head in class. Wow.
Speaking of cartoons, should we look
yes.
at some Space Jam clips?
Yes, I want to. I haven't seen. Up. I've seen this clip. I think this is the only one I've seen.
Do we want to watch? There's a lot. I found
this one's really good.
Okay, so this one.
So read the promotion for the clip.
So Neo ain't got nothing on Speedy Gonzalez. Watch this tune take his skills from The Matrix to the court in Space Jam, A New Legacy, in theaters and streaming on HBO Max July 16th. Get tickets now. Hashtag Space Jam movie. And here he goes.
The cops kick in the door.
Can't a lady check her Twitter?
Abuela, let's do this. What's happening, bro?
Nothing on me, bro.
I miss?
Hey, Granny. Speedy.
Okay.
So, all right.
Shot.
A cop Speedy is trying to shoot Speedy Gonzalez with real bullets out of a real gun. Speedy dodges the real bullets. One of them does destroy his sombrero. He says sombrero when that happens. Then he stands on the bullet. Then he says the first line of the caption of the video, which is Neo ain't got nothing on me, bro. Then Granny hovers in the air and kicks the chest of the cop. The cop goes flying through the window. Bugs Bunny bursts in through the door, looking like Morpheus with the little sunglasses. He sort of sounds like Speedy Gonzalez when he comes in.
Yeah,
his for some reason he kind of goes like ay, 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 and then is spinning around. Then LeBron manages to imitate somewhat the Keanu Reeves performance in The Matrix, as he says, Granny, Speedy.
Hey, Granny.
Hi, Granny.
Speedy.
Hi, Speedy.
It's like he has a thing with Speedy.
Hi, Speedy.
Like a history where he's like, hey, Granny, Speedy.
This looks
him coming home and like telling Savannah Brinson like everything that like they shot that day. Just describing like, you would not, this is going to be unbelievable. What they're describing, I mean, obviously we haven't like rendered it yet, but Granny, you know, Granny, she's like this old woman. First of all, when they find her in the room, she's on a computer. What do you think she's doing? Probably looking up some like old stuff, like old person news or whatever.
Publisher's clearinghouse brochure.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Denture, like the coupons. She says, I was just going to say the line as she says it. Can't a lady check her Twitter? Maybe old lady. I think she might even say old lady.
So that,
she's on
yeah.
her Twitter.
Savannah says, I'm dead. LMAO.
Yeah, Savannah's like,
I'm crying.
Savannah, and she's going, not to poke holes, but then who is Neo, like, are you Neo or is Speedy Neo? Speedy says Neo ain't got nothing on me.
He says, I'm Neo, and Speedy's also Neo.
Okay. All right. And Granny's Trinity.
Granny is Trinity, yes.
First, definitely.
Granny is Trinity.
Okay. And you're Neo.
Okay. So, like, you and Granny and Speedy are in a relationship. He's like, that's what I put into the line. That's the backstory that I put into the delivery of the line.
That yeah. Speedy and I put a little something on the high Speedy because, yeah. And, you know, and the backstory for the character is that Speedy and I have been sharing Granny.
Okay, this next one has a fun appearance from Granny as well. I think you'll like what they do.
What's up, Doc?
The world's most beloved characters.
I look expensive.
Are getting a tune-up.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
Come on. Well, that happened.
Space.
So that did happen.
What are they referring to specifically?
I think Granny doing Granny a little like moves. Gymnastics move and then
uses her walker like yeah. a pommel horse.
Yeah.
And does big gymnastics and then kicks the basketball, which is illegal.
You just got Scott Foster in there like, nope.
Tech. No, yeah.
Tech. They should have the real reps.
They should have Tony all Brothers. The real Scott reps Foster. In the movie. The real reps should be in the movie just trying to very dryly officiate the game.
Okay, what's the next one? That was a little short one.
Yeah.
Squad up, oh, okay, check so, up, okay. tune up. Okay, can I one, hear the caption for this one, please?
Yes, Andy? Of course. It's Porky P.I.G. with the mic drop, fire emoji, pig emoji. don't miss his epic performance in Space Jam, A New Legacy, in theaters and streaming on HBO Max July 16th. Okay. Get tickets now. So,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
And Don Cheadle is here.
We rapping now? We rapping? Show them who you really are, Notorious P.I.G. Oh boy, here goes nothing. What up? It's Porky Pig. They call me P Double L T. Step to me, he don't want no trouble. I was famous before the internet. Since 1935, I've been getting respect. This pig is lit. I'm super legit. Every time I'm out in public, people asking me for pics. You? Nobody knows you when you walk the street. How your last name rhythm and you're still off beat. From beginning to the end, I'm here for all the smoke. Your squad ain't all star. Your squad is all jokes. And this with one bar, most famous of all quotes. This battle is now over. That's all, folks.
Okay. Space Jam on Ether.
Listen, I can't front. That looks fun.
I was getting ready to be really into this scene. I was excited for it, and I think they missed such a missed opportunity. If he had done, he's famous for stuttering. If he had done like a Twista style, just like insanely fast delivery,
that
would have
been tight. Yeah, that would have been.
Good. I would have been like, yeah. Okay, this. But instead, it is. One of the slowest deliveries I've ever
heard. That's my problem with it. It didn't feel like real rap. Like it felt like James Corden rap. Like it felt like, you know.
Yes.
It was written.
Yes, but it just didn't feel. Wait, I thought like they're doing 8 Mile. Okay. You know,
I thought that was maybe freestyled.
Porky could have done that off the dome.
I think he probably had the last line going in. I think
probably they're limited by the person who does the voice of Porky Pig had to be doing the rapping. But I think it could have been interesting if they got a rapper to do a passable impression and really get on the beat in a way that was cool.
That one was left on the table. I'm upset about that. It could have been great.
It could have been awesome.
His famous style.
Use the stutter.
Yeah.
What's the song where they did all the cartoon character references, the 90s rap song? Is it, was it Fushnikins that did it?
Oh, yeah. Didn't we listen
to it? We listened to it already, right? We listened to it. We've listened to it before.
Shaq had a verse in it. Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We do not need to watch that again.
Yeah. Don't got to see it.
Okay, so next, this is sort of spin-off, the Candy Crush saga. LeBron James and the Toon Squad have landed in Candy Crush. Let the games
begin. This is in the movie!
Oh, the hashtag is hashtag Crush It Space Jam. I don't think it's in the movie because you might notice something a little...
Okay.
I don't know if they
couldn't
got...
Couldn't be in a movie?
Yeah, well, you'll see.
What's up, Doc?
Fufferin' Fuckatash. We're in a game, Bugs.
It's the Space Jam A New Legacy takeover of Candy Crush Saga.
I just saw a color bomb. Sweet.
It's time to crush it. Space Jam Candy Crush is a one-off in-game event. Play now. And don't miss Space Jam A New Legacy in theaters and streaming exclusively on HBO Max July 16th.
I don't think it's part of the movie because LeBron is watching this commercial on his phone and he is cracking up at the information.
Bussing up fully.
He's losing it laughing.
He's not playing Candy Crush because he's just holding the phone in his left hand. He's not interacting with it in any way.
And I guess he'd be reacting to the funny fact that they're inside the game.
So they were like, okay, and now could you just look at your phone, LeBron, and just like... just fucking lose your entire shit.
You know, hot take. This, I think this is cool.
What aspect? The fact that the Looney Tunes have landed in Candy Crush? Yeah, of course it is.
No, I think, great. I just think like the Candy whole Crush thing. And like, I like the Looney Space Tunes. Jam, it's for kids.
It's for kids. It's for kids.
That's
actually my problem with doing a vivid like Matrix reimagining.
Yes, yes. Because the kids don't know what that is. U.S. Man was born in 2002. And he's 6'8", 230 pounds, about to get drafted.
I have no objection to them doing this movie. I am surprised that there wasn't more. Like, for example, with all these animated movies, they have 20 different punch-up rooms that, like the amount of work that goes into the writing of these things is, like, you just get take after take after take. So many different versions of it. And the product being things like Neo ain't got nothing on me. Yeah. Granny seeing someone like fall in the room and she just says, oh, canted old lady check her Twitter. I mean, like, these slides are dog shit.
Also, this is terrible. When Daffy Duck says, like, what's his line at the end of that teaser? He says, like, well, that happened or something.
Yeah,
so that happened.
But which is...
he didn't even say, so that happened.
No. He should say, so that just happened or whatever. Like, that's
well,
the fucking... Well, that happened. It's like they missed the cliche they were even going for. And they all feel like they're winking references for me. Like, it's sort of the idea of, like, this is for adults and kids.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's so aimed at the adults and it's missing. And I'm curious if it hits kids like some of the references. I will see the movie and I hope I have fun. I liked the Uncle Drew movie.
I enjoyed
the Uncle Drew movie. I watched an entire scene from it the other day. The one where Chris Webber plays the preacher and Lisa Leslie's in it. It's great.
It was a really fun movie. And so, like, I would be thrilled to go in and have a good time at the movie. And I might, regardless of the quality. But the clips, to me, have felt like misses that I've seen coming out of it, mostly. The Candy Crush commercial is great. I love that they've taken over Candy Crush Saga.
I'm not going to see this movie.
You were just saying it was cool.
I was about to go see it.
I think the whole idea of it is cool. I think LeBron doing it is cool. I think if they're not talking about, if there's no scenes about him getting older, about Washed King, then it's a miss. Because the first movie was like, it was after he stopped playing basketball and they try to, you know, bring him back. So if this is not about
the movie was about how he sucks.
Like, this movie has to be like, you can't do it without another superstar.
Yes.
Like, and if it's not about that, they missed the mark.
I have a feeling it isn't.
Yeah, and I do too.
I suspect
it. I saw earlier versions. I did some punch up on this Joker.
I am so, Carl, I am so sorry. I actually thought,
if well that happened was yours, I appreciate that you were trying.
I constantly talk about how I'm not an internet guy. I don't know what they're saying on Reddit. So I just, everything I was throwing in was just
so that was an original.
Like,
you had never heard that used before.
No, that was from off the dome. So I'm really
somebody
offended.
Has to tell us it happened.
Like, I was like, oh, Granny can't check her Twitter because it's funny because, you know, my grandma's going on Facebook.
No, that's good actually.
That's fucking.
So that was a little, you know.
Oh, okay. So I didn't get it.
Neo ain't got nothing on me, bro. I think I've heard you say that.
Well, in that one, I did the Arribas.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, you did all those. Okay. All right. What's this next one, Andy?
This is the last one I've got.
Read the caption.
Enter DC World as a toon, leave as a hero. Explore the legendary universes in Space Jam, A New Legacy, in theaters and streaming on HBO Max July 16th. Okay. We all know that part.
Keep reading it.
Oh, yeah. Metropolis. I can't wait to see what I turn into here. Oh, it's going to be somebody dope.
He's setting himself up for failure, saying he's going to turn into someone dope.
Robin? I'm freaking Robin? And why are we chasing a runaway train?
We're in DC World, Doc. And where there's trouble...
Superheroes. Oh, wow.
That's it.
Big tease. Imagine if this is like, again, I was thinking the other day, like, was the 94 Space Jam exactly this bad? Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they've made another mistake here. LeBron is too excited about what's happening to him.
Yeah.
Jordan in this world would never be like, oh,
I can't wait
freaking
to see what
badass. He'd be like, what's this
what
now?
Happened? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Bugs. Why am I Robin?
Bugs, where am I now?
We're
What is this city called? This ain't Chicago.
That's what do you better. Mean, why am I Robin? It would be, why is this R on my chest?
Bugs, I don't watch cartoons. And now I am one.
Haven't we had enough with the costumes?
When are we going to play the game?
Please, like,
fucking play basketball.
Yes, his line readings. He's too excited. He can't wait to see.
Well, he wants to be more game. And he's a better. And he's a better actor. He's a little more of an actor, and he wants to show that he's game and do different. And you've seen it in some of the promotions for it too. He's gonna not be playing with the Olympics. He's gonna be playing with the Toon Squad.
Yeah,
he's suiting up with the whole Toon Squad.
T-U-N-E Squad. Andy, see what's happening at AEW Dynamite right now?
It's trending. Thing.
What's your, what, like, you describe
guys?
It for me, Carl.
Catch I've never watched an episode of this in my life.
Okay.
Let's see. I remember. That Sting?
Sting is in there
is that,
now?
Is Sting, that, isn't that him?
He has Sting on his shirt.
He does. His shirt does say Sting, and he's wearing Sting's makeup.
Sting's got to be super old now, right?
He does not look the same.
This guy's watching it. Cool. Oh, this is this guy's Game of Thrones, I think.
Okay, that guy's Game of Thrones. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, he's Game of Thrones. Okay.
So you, Cody, is Tommy first feud. We are all on Team Tommy, correct?
Okay.
I don't know. All right, wrestling has never been interesting to me.
And LOL from the cat.
I don't think I've ever watched it.
All right, fellas. Me neither. I got to go check the chicken.
All right.
In my belly. In my belly.
He has to check
it. I'm eating chicken tonight as well.
Ooh.
I feel like chicken tonight. What'd you say, Hayes? You went out.
No, I said I'm drinking my dinner.
Oh, yeah. Bean.
The Spindo.
Nasty ass
Spindo beans. That's your rap name.
Spindo beans.
Spindo beans.
Bye.